Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Today's podcast is from the Louisiana Football Coaches Association Clinic, which I moderated. This one with Eric Bieniemy, offensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs. And today he's going to share how he approaches the offseason and builds his offense each season, including some of the important things that he and his staff think about and include when they're building a flexible offense attack. You're going to enjoy this one, though it is short. The entire talk is available on CoachTube. I will put the link to that in the show notes. Here's Coach Bieniemy.
Another thing, just sharing this, okay? A guide to organizing your plan for success. So we talked about our coaches, okay? We talked about a little bit about my background. But one thing I want to talk about, one thing that we do, we take a tremendous amount of pride of, and I set it up every year, all right? And we've been doing this collectively as a staff now for 9 years when I was an assistant coach. But one thing during the offseason is essential, okay? The offseason is essential to the success of your team, and it's going to set the foundation in what you do. So one thing that we do, we go back and we watch everything that we did. All the situations that we encountered last season, good, bad, or indifferent, we watch it all, okay? That way now we can have an idea on the things that we need to work on, things that we need to improve upon, things that we like, things that we don't like, okay? So that's important about our off-season program, okay? You'll notice here, we got phase one, two, and three. Now, I notice we are living in a different time, whereas living with this pandemic. But once upon a time, we did have a phase one, two, and three. We're going to see exactly what's going to take place, okay, moving forward. But one thing I encourage all of our position coaches to do every year, all right, is to focus on 3 to 5 areas of his position with this position group, all right, areas that they need to improve upon. Then on top of that, we want to place a high emphasis on coaching the fundamentals, all right, and detailing the technique. It's all about reestablishing, all right, the foundation. It's all about reestablishing who we are. We got to build the foundation and who we are and what we're about. One thing in the past game, okay, and everybody's going to call me a sellout because Eric Bieniemy played running back and the Kansas City Chiefs are slinging that goddamn ball all over the place, all right? But one thing, when you have a unique quarterback like we do, okay, and you're putting together a pass game, you always want to keep the quarterback in mind. It's important, okay? So keep that in mind as a young staff. You want to make sure, all right, not only you keeping him in mind, but think about what he likes, all right? You want to challenge him, all right? But you want to keep it fresh as well, okay? You want to make sure that it's not becoming boring to him as well, all right? We want to experiment with some new pass concepts, all right? So in the offseason, it's important that something is routes on there become a very, very essential drill for us. Because why? All right? We're working timing of routes. We're allowing the quarterback and the receivers and tight ends to all develop their timing. Why? All right? This is very, very important. We get to expose all of our players to many different route concepts. Because why? It is our job to make sure that we're teaching our guys to have a great understanding, not just of the position that they play, okay, but also to have a complete understanding of the route concept that they're learning, all right? So one thing we want to do, we want to develop timing. We want to expose the runners, all right, to all the route concepts, all right? We want to make sure that they're learning what a three-level vertical route concept is. They need to know how to run a deep cross or a shallow crossing route, okay? On top of that, we always turn back the clock, okay? One thing that I take a tremendous amount of pride of in is that you got to turn back. I want to make sure, all right, when I'm constructing our plan, to make sure that I reteach the offense like it's never been installed before. Because what does that do? All right. The purpose of it helps players, all right, retain coaching points, and it helps them to digest all the details. When building your pass game during the offseason, all right, you got to think about the different concepts that you want, okay? All right, you can put your three-step quick game in, your five-step, seven-step throws, your play actions, your naked, your movements when you're breaking contain, all right, your screens, all right? You also got your two-minute situation. One thing when you're building your pass game, you always want to keep personnel in mind. You want to think about Tyreek Hill, okay? You want to think about the Travis Kelce's of the world, the Sammy Watkins, the D-Robs of the world, all right? On top of that, hell, we got Clyde, all right, who's a great matchup coming out of the backfield, all right? And then we got old Dirty Williams, okay, also from LSU as well. You always want to keep those guys in mind, all right? And then on top of that, any new draft picks that we may draft or any free agents, we also want to keep them in mind to make sure everybody's feels like they're a part of it, okay? One thing when building your pass game, you want to make sure that you're using most common use routes, all right? With the formations, all right? You want to intertwine the formation. That way it's challenging players to expand their roles within the concept, okay? So we may have a deep crossing concept. We may run it out of a certain formation that features Kelce running that deep cross. Well, now we can change up the formation, all right, and put a Clyde Edwards-Hilaire in that particular position where he's running the deep cross, okay? So we want to challenge our players to expand their roles, to expand their knowledge, okay? And then as a reminder, all right, our players and our coaches must remain flexible to accept the daily challenges that will be presented, all right? Because why? We have to improve on all the details that's going to help us to be the most productive group that we can be moving forward, okay? We want to challenge our guys, all right, to break their comfort zone. Our running backs just don't play the running back position, okay? We want them to be the best football players that happens to play be the best running backs, all right? And put them in positions to create matchups on the perimeter.
I hope you enjoyed today's quick cast with Coach Bieniemy. Again, the entire talk is available on CoachTube. The link is in the show notes. Follow all we're doing at coachandcoordinator.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach K. Grabowski.